Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org.
Democratic presidential candidates Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are campaigning in Puerto Rico. Puerto Ricans can vote in party primaries, but not the general election. Obama yesterday criticized Republican John McCain's opposition to legislation that would give college scholarships to veterans. The State Journal Register says the city of Springfield is partially responsible for increased pension debt. Firefighters are able to boost their pensions by several methods in their city-approved contracts. One-fourth of Springfield's 72 firefighters who have retired since 1999 received a promotion and raise in the 2 years before retirement. A consumer advocacy group is calling for public hearings this summer on remedies for soaring gas prices. The call from Illinois Public Interest Research Group comes as gas prices inch above $4 a gallon this Memorial Day weekend. Some of the group's objectives include increased support of expanded public transit, incentives for the purchase of more fuel-efficient vehicles, and encouraging the use of technology like hybrid electric cars. About 17,000 bicyclists are taking over Lakeshore Drive this morning as part of Chicago's annual Bike the Drive. As a result, Lakeshore Drive is closed to traffic between 57th Street on the south end of the route to Hollywood Avenue to the north. Participants will ride their bikes between 3 miles and 45 miles as part of the non-competitive event. Cars will be allowed back on the drive by 10:30 this morning. A soggy May will hit a dry note today with sunshine and a gentle breeze in the forecast for the Indianapolis 500. The temperature will reach 75 degrees by the time the race starts, and forecasters say no rain is expected. The city of Muncie will lose more than $465,000 in federal funds after an audit showed it lacked adequate control over a program to create affordable housing. The funds would have been spent on housing for moderate and low-income residents during the fiscal year beginning on June 1st. It's 59 degrees outside our studios at 7:06.
From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. Leanne Hansen is away. I'm Ari Shapiro. A significant aftershock hit China's Sichuan province this morning. Buildings shook as far away as Beijing. This comes almost 2 weeks after the initial earthquake that killed tens of thousands of people. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us now. And Anthony, describe where you were and what you felt when this hit.
Well, Ari, I'm currently in Mianyang City, which is the hardest hit of all the regions of Sichuan in terms of the number of casualties. And what I was doing up here was I was going to a village of a very small ethnic minority called the Qiang to see how they were affected by this earthquake and how they were going to survive and preserve their culture. And I had just been treated to a wonderful meal of cured pork and noodles by the local folks there, when all of a sudden the mountainside I was on started heaving and shaking very violently. Immediately, everyone came charging out of their houses saying to me, "Get out, get out." And they huddled in the village square, in the center of the village, and they all huddled around me, I think partly to protect me, but also out of just sheer terror, which you could see etched on their faces. Basically, the shaking went on for about, I would say, 5 or 6 seconds, and everybody looked up the mountainside to see if there were any boulders shaken loose that might come down and crush them. So it was quite terrifying for the folks there, I must say.
Anthony, I know it's still very early, but do you have any sense of the damage that might have been caused by this aftershock?
We haven't seen any indication of damage to buildings or houses or any fatalities yet, but I think really it's just a reminder here that there's so many people here living on the edge, barely subsisting, and still very much at the mercy of nature here.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn, thank you very much. And it sounds as though there may still be reports coming in, given that this is very early in the process. So we will keep in touch with you and keep our listeners posted.
Thanks, Ari.
This aftershock was especially large, but there have been many in the last 2 weeks. China has now received more than $3 billion in foreign aid. The first wave of relief workers, the rescue teams, have already pulled out. Now a second wave of workers has arrived. Earlier this past week, NPR's Louisa Lim watched them at work.
don't have exactly.